Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels Thursday morning. The Packers will be back out on the practice field this afternoon, preparing for the Eagles. Obviously sitting at 8-3, first place in the North. A lot more to go, though. Stretch run coming up. I love this time of year. It is the best time of year. Meaningful December games at Lambeau Field. Can't get much better than that, except maybe meaningful January games in Lambeau Field. But be that as it may, just the best time. Take stock every day. Be thankful, because goodness knows. Remember how it felt back in 2008 when the Packers sucked? I mean, 2018 when the Packers sucked, didn't make the playoffs. Those are not fun times. The Packers are on track. A lot of ball game left, obviously, but gearing up for the stretch run. And Cheesehead TV will be here for it. Hello, everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Alex starting us off with a super chat. Do you think if the offensive line plays well these next couple weeks without Corey, they feel better letting him walk? I mean, I think that decision's probably been made prior to anything that happens with Lindsley's injury. You know, do they feel better about it? I mean, it's always nice to know what you have, and they're certainly getting a look at what Runyon can do. You know, I do think that, like I said, those decisions are probably made long before, or the idea about those decisions was made before we see anything transpire this over the last month of this season. Packers are 100% real, right, Nags? Catherine, that is correct. I'm glad someone's paying attention. William, thanks for the super chat. Why does Skip Bayless have a job? Thank God we have you and Corey. Carry the G. Well, William, thank you very much. Those are kind sentiments. But Skip has a job because you just mentioned him. He gets people talking, and that is his job. That's pretty much it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, great day. After 6 years, the VA finally approved my compensation. Congratulations, Dustin. Thank you for all the happiness you bring us in this crazy world. Little kickback for you from the vets. Dustin, that is entirely generous of you. Thank you so much. And, hey, congratulations. I have an uncle and other various family members who have been through the ringer in that regard. So I know how frustrating it is. It has undoubtedly been. So thank you for your service and thank you for your contribution. And go Pack, go. Pretty damn easy there. How is Kirksey going to survive with Henry coming to town soon? Bryson, one game at a time. Now that said, with help from friends, because no one man on that Packers defense is taking Henry down. That's for sure. Did you ever see the story where the Packers did a feasibility study about a dome over Lambeau after the Metrodome opened? Yeah, Dusty, I remember that. And if it ever happens, I will go and burn the place to the ground. No, I'm kidding. Don't call the FBI. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Can the Pack still hang 40 burger on the Eagles if they can't run the ball? Yeah. Why run when you can win? Old school, baby. I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard. There's no doubt about it. But my hope is that Matt comes out and doesn't try and slam his head into a wall this time like he did last year. But we'll see. But yes, they can absolutely put 40. Who is our fourth wide receiver? Probably EQ, right? Nags, I ran into Leroy Butler at Walmart in Racine. He gave me a signed photo. Go Pack, go. Cody, that is so cool. That is pretty dope, actually. Do I see any difference between the Packers' defense during the last two games? Big Al, I mentioned it a couple times now. I've noticed a different mentality, especially early in those games. They have rallied to the ball, all 11 hats, so to speak, the kind of thing that Matt's been kind of talking about for over a month now. It's nice to see. I wish it had arrived a little earlier. But, yeah, I do think they are playing with more cohesion, better consistency. Clearly, you like to clean up the garbage time stuff against the Bears, and there's no doubt the second half was problematic against the Colts. There's no question. There's a lot of work still to be done, but they are playing better. They are trending in the right direction, which is exactly what you want this time of year. How big of an impact will Rush have? No play on words there, of course. Daniel, he could potentially have a pretty damn big role to play as far as stopping the run. There's no secret. They need help up front. They need big bodies that can push the pocket, and he certainly fits the bill. There's no question that the Packers have had a number of guys kind of roll through here in the last 12 months or so that they haven't spent very much time allowing to even get on the field, let alone affect the game. But hopefully we'll see on Sunday if he's active and activated and actually on the field and allowed to play some of those early downs. But ways to go there, I think. Why does Sternberger seem so soft and scared to hit or get hit? Man, I don't know what people are watching. He has delivered plenty of fucking crushing blocks in the run game. And as far as like when he catches the ball, I think he's trying to avoid contact and gain more yards. I don't know. Oh, this is great. Drew, is this serious? Don't like your political post on Twitter. Focus on football. Focus on fucking off, Drew. How's that? My Twitter account is my Twitter account. I post whatever the fuck I want. Welcome. Go Pack Go. Would have loved to break the Bears' point record against them. Yeah, but it's still kind of nice to have just... yes, I agree. However, it's so great to be able to say we dropped 40 on each individual divisional opponent. That's pretty great. I'll take that. Sandy, Tunyon is from my hometown, McHenry, Illinois. What's up, Sandy? Shout out to McHenry. What I loved is the Packers secondary licking its chops for this game under over two picks. I mean, Carson Wentz is a broken man. He is hard to watch at the moment. And I know there are lots of things going on in that Philadelphia offense, from protection breakdowns to, lack of separation from the wide receivers. Where have we heard that before? I just think, man, he is completely locked up. You see him just deer in the headlights way too often. And he's not throwing with any anticipation. He's hesitating on almost every read, every throw. Yeah, he's hard to watch right now, and you have to think the Packers will be able to take advantage in some way. One pick for sure. Yeah, you got that right. What role do I see Austin playing? Darren, I think he'll step in as a returner automatically. There's no question there. They have been basically, not quite negative, but you could say negative in the return department because of Darius Shepherd's fumble. But other than that, like there has been very little positive in the return game. And I think Austin can come and give it a shot in the arm right away. Ever since Tyler got hurt, there has just been nothing there. So hopefully he gives them something on returns immediately. I suspect it'll take some time for him to get kind of worked into the rotation, so to speak, on offense. But I do think we'll see him for a handful of plays on Sunday. Some jet motion type stuff, some of the stuff that Irvin usually does. And as Aaron Rodgers keeps saying, they're going to try and find a role for him. And if he embraces that role, sky's the limit for him and the offense. No doubt about it. Drew, thanks for the super chat. Just trying to make up for the other Drew tarnishing the name. Hey, man. Hey, look, anyone's allowed to type whatever they want into the thing, and then I will respond. And he's allowed to feel that way. He's allowed to say, focus on football. And I'm allowed to say, no, I'm not going to on Twitter. Here, I don't. I don't talk politics here. I talk football. But on my Twitter account, you best can believe I'm going to type and tweet whatever the fuck I want. Here endeth the lesson. Sam, thanks for the super chat. Is my memory off, or did Pettine blitz more in year one and two versus now? I seem to remember more aggressive play calling. Sam, year one, definitely. I do think he was playing, or he was more aggressive, simply because he didn't have the horses. He didn't have guys that he thought could hold up on either end. So he was trying to dictate things, and I kind of miss it. Last year he didn't blitz a whole lot. Last year is when he really started calling off the dogs. But year one, definitely, he certainly utilized pressure more his first season in Green Bay. Will we re-sign King? I doubt it. You couple the injuries, the fact that he's, always fighting for availability, but then starting corners on the market, he knows he can probably make a good amount of money. I don't see him taking a hometown discount, but I've been surprised before, so we'll see. Dave, that's amazing. Political posts, Bayless roast. I like French toast. Packers dropping 70 this weekend. I like it. Oz, what's up? Oz Osborne is here. Patreon extraordinaire. No repeat of last year versus the Eagles. I mean, yeah, hopefully. I think their offense is in a much worse spot. The Eagles offense, that is. you know, from an offensive standpoint for the Packers, I just hope they don't waste time trying to run the ball into a wall. You know, that's a lot of what we saw last year. However, at the same time, Devontae absolutely cooked in that game last year. Now, it's a very different defense for the Eagles. They play a lot more man now because they have Darius Slay. You got to think Slay will be matched up on Devontae. They'll still roll coverage to him probably a little bit. Packers got a lot more versatility in their offense this season. So hopefully, yes, they win this one going away. Oh, wow. On any drive, would you rather the Packers have 3rd and 4 or 3rd and 1? Are you talking about the offense? I'd much rather have 3rd and 4. Are you kidding me? 3rd and 1 always makes me just absolutely clench up and fear the worst. 3rd and 4, I'm like, eh, they got it. No question. Dakota, thanks for the super chat. Coach frustrated with defensive scheme. Seems like he doesn't like the soft coverage approach that Pettine plays. I mean, that's some reading between the lines, but I'm doing the same reading. When I asked him about the soft coverage and the way he's responded on Monday saying like that's something we had talked about, or was it last week against the Colts? I'm sorry, all these soft coverages run together. I agree. I've kind of gotten that vibe as well, especially after this week when I asked about the fact that why did it take half a year for the defense to start playing the way you want them to. You know, he said that's a good question, I got to put it on me. And when he says that, like, yeah, he's putting it on him, but that's the coaching staff. I got to think he's a little frustrated with it. That's total guesswork on my part, but Dakota, I am picking up what you're putting down, definitely. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Is there any chance this is a get-right game for the NDSU Golden Boy? With the Packers, anything's possible, right? I kept thinking Trubisky was going to come into Lambeau and just, like, be reborn. Thankfully, that didn't happen. But, yeah, hey, I love my team, but they are nothing if not unpredictable. For the most part, our head coach is pretty stressed. I mean, I think it's just the nature of the job, right? I remember, I'll never forget the kind of, someone on Twitter a couple years ago did a before and after of Mike Holmgren, Mike Sherman, and Mike McCarthy, like their first day on the job versus like what was then like towards the end of their regime. And I'm telling you, it takes a toll, the stress, the cheese curds, you know, I mean, yeah, head coaches, there's a lot on your plate, especially, God, this year with COVID, all the ridiculous extra stuff you got to deal with. Yeah, I mean, that job is just a ball of anxiety. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Did you receive my super chat, Nags? You are the best. Go Pack, go, LOL. I got it during transplants yesterday, didn't I? Thank you, buddy. Good to see you checking in from across the pond. I'll make sure I didn't miss any other super chats. I got that one. Got that one. Oh, there he is. Patrick, thank you. You're too kind. There's too many super chats. I can't keep up. Kenny Stills, buy or sell? Matthew, I don't see that the Packers wouldn't. I can't see them making that move. Maybe they do. I think they're going to put up 30 regardless. So, you know, I understand why some fans want him. I would welcome him with open arms. They don't need him. But yeah, he'd be a welcome addition. I don't think the Packers will end up, wanting to pay a Stills contract, you know, whatever that might be. I think some other team will be able to and be willing to offer him more. So we'll see. Our receiving core is set. This is the way. Always looking to improve, Robin. Always looking to improve. Uncultured, what's up, buddy? Thanks for joining us. I knew Shepard was gone right after that fumble. Yeah, Daniel, that didn't bode well. That's for darn sure. If EQ comes out of his shell, that'll be amazing. I mean, hey, he's playing better and better. I love his versatility. I love his ability to play from the slot and the perimeter, physicality in the run game. I like it all. Do you think LaFleur will hang on to Pettine as long as McCarthy held on to Capers? I don't know, Jimmy. Will he win a Super Bowl with Pettine? Because if he does, probably for a little while. I mean, Mike held on to Capers after winning a Super Bowl with him. See, that's what everybody is like so ready to get rid of Pettine, but they could very conceivably go on and win a Super Bowl this year. Then do you fire Pettine? I don't think so. So, you just got to let it play out. Does Dean Lowry play for this team? Damn, Mark. I mean, put out an APB, but damn. It's morning, man. Let's Let's be positive. Oh, Jim, thank you. That's really kind of you to say. Thank you so much. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Remember when everyone wanted us to trade for Will Fuller? LOL. Hey, again, I said it after the day after the news broke that he was being suspended. That doesn't change the, what do you call it? The paradigm, the way you're looking at it, the prism you're looking through. You know, if you're a fan that wanted to trade for him, yeah, of course, that's new information. And, you know, the fact that Brian got lucky and didn't pull the trigger. But that is part of value. The idea of, okay, we could trade for this guy, but he's absolutely going to be a rental. And there's every possibility that he misses games. Now, it could be for injury. It could be for suspension. Who knows? Is very real. So that's part of the equation that you're working with when you decide what kind of level draft pick you want to give up. And Brian said, I don't want to give up more than a fourth. I think he's kind of proven correct in that regard. But I understand the impetus and the desire of people that wanted to trade for him. And I don't think that's completely out of bounds or silly. I understand it. I just think Brian was smart to not give up too much value. Raymond, thank you for the super chat. I know you don't want to talk about the draft. Correct. But do you think the Packers knew what they had in Tonyan coming into this season? I think they saw the growth and potential. You know, he missed so much time last year, but the green shoots, as Corey likes to call them, were certainly there in training camp last year and early on. They just had to get him right, physically healthy. And look, there's no doubt that when we got to camp this summer, he was tight end number one from day one. So they certainly felt like they knew what they had early on. They knew that this was their guy. You know, now he's certainly gone on to have a very productive season so far. And what's crazy is I don't think he's reached his ceiling. I think he's continuing to improve, which is scary for the rest of the league. Riley, thanks for the super chat. When Chris Barnes and Kamal Martin are healthy, does Kirksey lose significant playing time? I doubt it. I very much doubt it. I mean, I love Barnes. I love his story, but people seem to have inflated what he was doing prior to his injury as far as his play on the field. Very inconsistent. I don't think he's much better than what Kirksey's been given them. For me, it's Kamal. Kamal's got to get healthy, and as soon as he is healthy, he should be playing as much as possible. But, yeah, I don't think Barnes bumps Kirksey anytime soon. Joshua, thanks to the super chat. Nags, my wife is a Jags fan. Send help. Oh. Sorry. All I can think of is Henny Youngman. Take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she follows me home. Oh! I'm sorry. I implore her to carry the G. Cheers from Jacksonville. Go, Pack, go. Go, Pack, go, Joshua. Man went to the doctor. Gave him 6 months to live. Couldn't pay his bill. Give him another 6 months. I love this crowd. Sorry. Hey, Nags, thanks for your hard work. My question is, if the Bears drafted Mahomes instead of Trubisky, would he still have the same result he did in KC? You know, that is a very good question. What's interesting is that, you know, obviously with Nagy there in the same style of system that Andy Reid runs in Kansas City. Now, would Nagy come even close to the level of being able to design and, execute an offensive game plan the way Andy Reid does? Andy Reid is one of the best, so I doubt it. But I still think all the raw tools are there, and I think he probably maybe approaches the level he's reached in Kansas City. Now, he probably doesn't have the same toys to play with, but it's not like the Bears don't have talent on that offense. You know, they've got tons of weapons. They just don't have a quarterback to pull the trigger. So, yeah, I think he approaches it. I doubt he's like supernova level like he is right now, but I think it's close. Who comes back next year out of Lindsley, Jones, or Jay Williams? Probably Jones is my guess. If all Tavon has is zero fumbles and 4 60-yard returns, he'll be worth it. It's true. It is very true. Molly, good morning. Read on Twitter that Tavon fumbled 5 out of 12 times on punt returns. True or Twitter troll? He has had issues with fumbles. That is true. Jordan Love was the spark plug to get Aaron Rodgers back to his greatness again. I mean, yeah, I don't think there's any question that Aaron had a bit of a chip on his shoulder coming into the season, but I think Aaron's rededication to growing in the offense, getting his legs under him, playing in rhythm, playing in structure, I think all of that happens even without Jordan Love being drafted. But I do think it gave him a little extra pep, a little extra something. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. It really means a lot to me that you guys make Cheesehead TV even a small part of your daily Packers routine. I know it's a very saturated marketplace out there when it comes to coverage of the green and gold. And we do not take your viewership, your readership for granted. We thank each and every one of you. Please, if you want to return the favor, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And Patreon members, don't forget, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, Zoom happy hour. It's a lot of fun each and every week. The information is on the Patreon page. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.